How long do you have to probate a will in Georgia? Closely adhering to the probate timelines in Georgia is vital to managing an estate. Missing deadlines or not following the proper procedures can make things more complex, cause delays, and even lead to legal problems. When dealing with strict probate guidelines and legal processes, having the experienced assistance of a knowledgeable probate attorney is helpful. Experienced Atlanta probate attorney Trace Brooks, from Trace Brooks Law, offers practical advice to personal representatives in Atlanta and neighboring communities, helping them navigate the process. Trace Brooks provides clear guidance on whether a will needs to be probated, how to file the will on time, how to handle the distribution of assets, and how to wrap up the estate efficiently. For those tasked with the role of personal representative and in need of guidance through Georgia's probate timelines, Trace Brooks Law is here to help. Contact Trace Brooks Law today at 404-492-9559 for assistance with your probate duties. With professional support, you can focus on what matters most: honoring the legacy of your loved one. The Georgia probate timeline, legal requirements. Upon the death of an individual in Georgia, the first step is to determine whether they left a will. If a will exists, it should be located and reviewed to identify the named personal representative. The personal representative will then be responsible for initiating the probate process. This involves securing the deceased's property, notifying beneficiaries, and preparing to file the will with the probate court. Immediate steps also include arranging for the funeral and burial, as these are often considered necessary expenses by the court and can be paid out of the estate. Statutory deadlines for filing a will in Georgia. Anyone possessing a decedent's will in Georgia must file the will with reasonable promptness with the appropriate probate court. Further, a will cannot be offered for probate following the expiration of 5 years from the earlier of the latest date a petition is filed for either the appointment of a personal representative of the decedent's estate, an order that no administration is necessary, or the probate of a different will, or the date of entry of a final order granting any of the preceding petitions that remain in continuing force and effect. It is generally advisable to commence the process much sooner to avoid complications and to address any immediate financial concerns, such as paying the deceased's debts and maintaining their property. In Georgia, the law requires that a will must be filed with the probate court in the county where the deceased resided, with details on deadlines and specific timelines varying with each county. To initiate probate, the executor, or another interested person, if the executor does not file with reasonable promptness, must file the original signed will and the petition to file probate. While not required when creating a will, the inclusion of a self-proving affidavit with the will can expedite the process. This is a statement that witnesses and the will maker sign, attesting to the will's authenticity. A self-proving affidavit is not universally accepted in all states but is legal in Georgia. If a will does not include a self-proving affidavit, the will would need to go through additional steps to verify the authenticity of a will. Under Georgia law, it is also possible to file for financial support from the estate, in cases where the deceased left behind a spouse or minor children. Finally, within the probate timeframe, all heirs must be notified of the petition to probate the will in solemn form, ensuring everyone involved is informed of the proceedings. For personal representatives handling these tasks, keeping track of each step and deadline is crucial. Factors affecting the probate duration in Georgia. The duration of the probate process in Georgia can vary significantly from one estate to another. The impact of estate size and complexity on probate timing. The size and complexity of an estate are primary factors in determining the length of the probate process. A larger estate with numerous and varied assets will often require a longer period to administer fully. Complex estates may include businesses, multiple real estate holdings, or assets located in different states, all of which necessitate additional management and potentially additional probate proceedings. Moreover, an estate that involves a substantial amount of assets may also attract more scrutiny from the IRS, especially if estate taxes are applicable. The personal representative must file an estate tax return and wait for the IRS to review the filing, which can extend the duration of probate. How estate debts and disputes can extend probate. The personal representative is tasked with identifying all creditors, notifying them of the probate, and paying legitimate debts from the estate's assets. This process can be time-consuming, especially if the estate needs more liquidity and assets need to be sold to cover debts. Disputes, whether they arise from within the family or from creditors, can also significantly lengthen the probate process. when heirs contest the will or when creditors dispute the validity of their claims being rejected, the probate court may need to resolve these issues before the estate can be closed. Litigation related to the estate can delay probate for months or even years, depending on the complexity of the dispute. Efficient navigation of George's probate process requires a well-organized plan to reduce the time it takes and limit potential complications. Personal representatives can expedite the process by promptly gathering all key documents, including the will, death certificate, and records of assets and debts, and then filing the will with the probate court without delay. To prevent disputes and ensure a smooth operation, personal representatives must maintain open lines of communication with beneficiaries and promptly deal with the inventory of estate assets as well as debts and taxes. For smaller estates, taking advantage of simplified probate procedures can further quicken the process. In instances where the estate is sizable, complicated, or contested, personal representatives should consider seeking legal counsel. A probate attorney can offer invaluable assistance with the intricacies of fiduciary duties, dispute resolution, and adherence to probate laws, including issues surrounding creditor claims and tax liabilities. Ultimately, a personal representative's proactive and methodical approach, complemented by effective communication and timely legal guidance, is crucial for honoring the deceased's wishes and completing the probate process with due diligence and respect in Georgia. Closing the estate. How to know when probate is complete. In Georgia, finalizing the probate process is a detailed procedure that ensures all aspects of the estate are properly settled and assets are distributed according to the will or state law. After all debts, taxes, and expenses are paid, the personal representative must create and submit a detailed plan of distribution to the probate court for approval, along with a full account of the estate's financial activities. Following approval, the personal representative distributes the assets, including recording new property deeds or transferring securities. Probate is deemed complete when the personal representative has paid debts, filed taxes, distributed assets, and submitted all necessary documents to the probate court. The court reviews these materials to confirm they meet Georgia's legal standards. If the court approves of the personal representative's handling of the estate, it will issue an order to officially close the estate, releasing the personal representative from their responsibilities. Thus, the probate process in Georgia concludes with the court's final order, confirming that all tasks have been completed in compliance with the law. Special considerations in probate. Determining the need for probate court proceedings is an important first step after someone passes away. Probate is typically required when the individual held assets solely in their name. Here are common examples of assets that usually aren't required to go through probate. 1. Assets co-owned in joint tenancy that automatically transfer to the surviving owner. 2. Assets with a designated beneficiary such as retirement accounts are payable on death bank accounts. 3. Life insurance proceeds or pension benefits that have a named beneficiary. 4. Assets held in a revocable living trust. If there is no will, heirs may be able to avoid probate. This can happen if 1. The deceased did not leave a will. 2. All heirs agree on how the assets should be distributed. 3. There are no outstanding debts, or creditors are not concerned about bypassing probate. At Trace Brooks Law, attorney Trace Brooks offers clear, step-by-step guidance to help you navigate the probate process in Atlanta and beyond. If you're in the position of personal representative and seeking reliable assistance with Georgia's probate timelines, Trace Brooks Law is ready to support you. Contact Trace Brooks Law today, and let us help you carry out your responsibilities with the dignity and attention your loved one's memory deserves. Schedule a consultation by calling 404-492-9559.